Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Invisible Man by H.G. Wells, narrated by Vicky Morgan. H.G. Wells, born in 1866, was a scientific visionary and social prophet. One of the most widely read British authors of his time, and most hotly debated, he wrote more than 44 novels and social and historical works. Wells grew up in poverty and squalor, yet managed to escape thanks to a scholarship to study biology under the great T.H. Huxley. He might have remained in an obscure teaching position, but an accident in his late 20s made him an invalid for a while, giving him the opportunity to fulfill his dream of becoming a writer. His fascination with science led him into the new territory of science fiction, and in 1895 he published The Time Machine, the first of several enormously popular novels of scientific imagination. 2 years later, in 1897, the world eagerly received his next novel, A Tale of Fantasy. And now, The Invisible Man.
Chapter 1. The Strange Man's Arrival. The stranger came early in February, one wintry day through a biting wind and a driving snow. The last snowfall of the year over the down. Walking, as it seemed, from Bramblehurst railway station, and carrying a little black portmanteau in his thickly gloved hand. He was wrapped up from head to foot, and the brim of his soft felt hat hid every inch of his face but the shiny tip of his nose. The snow had piled itself against his shoulders and chest, and added a white crest to the burden he carried. He staggered into the coach and horses, more dead than alive, as it seemed, and flung his portmanteau down. "A fire!" he cried. "In the name of human charity, a room and a fire!" He stamped and shook the snow from off himself in the bar.